Minnesota has joined several states in raising the age limit for young immigrants who have escaped trauma to receive legal protections in the U.S. This week, Governor Tim Walz signed a bill increasing the age limit from 18 to 21 to seek special immigrant juvenile status, aligning Minnesota law with federal statute. The process allows young people who left their home country unaccompanied, fleeing an abusive situation, to secure judicial guardianship at the state level. They then apply for the federal SIJ status with a path towards citizenship. Representative Sandra Feist led the efforts through the House.
And confront this issue on a regular basis with young people who realize that their immigration is an issue later in their teens and then are up against that deadline of their 18th birthday.
And when the state age cutoff is below the federal threshold, the teen faces deportation. Feist, who also is an immigration attorney, says that puts them back into a traumatic situation. She adds this affects roughly 70 people a year in the state. The bill had broad bipartisan support, although the federal component is under scrutiny over case backlogs. Despite those issues, Minnesota advocates say relief at the state level still is important. Vina Iyer at the Immigrant Law Center in Minnesota says not only is there more stability for these youth, it benefits their communities as well.
We're talking about folks who have come here as young people, many of whom end up finishing high school, getting their GED in the United States, and then are such an important part of the labor force.
She says that's especially helpful for rural Minnesota, where there are challenges in finding skilled labor. Immigration experts who track these policies say nearly a dozen other states have taken similar action. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.